This is the Cisco Report. This is the Cisco Report, and I am your host, Kevin Cisco, as always, and it's good to be with you this week. Now, I hope everybody in the U.S. here, a nice holiday, and everywhere else actually have a nice holiday. I don't know why you just said the U.S. I was probably thinking about Thanksgiving, but of course that passed, and we had, Christmas. I mean, for me, it was hectic, but it was a lot of fun. And Christmas Eve, and I went over to, my parents, and we had a great time over there, and a bunch of people over, a lot of good food. Now, Christmas Day, we went back to over there for a brunch. We exchanged gifts. We went over to one of my aunts for a few hours, and then my wife and I and my sister went over to my other aunt's house, and we had dinner, and we really had a great time there. And the day after that, well, we just rested. So here I am, and it's very good to be here. Now, I want to talk to you about the tech industry, how it's started out with different intentions, and it was once upon a time based on the actual science of experimentation, throwing something at the wall, seeing what sticks, and now it's become more about the money. The more money you make, the better. Even if you have a garbage product, if people will buy it, it sells. And that's just where we've gone. And for me, there's a little bit of disillusionment there. And don't get me wrong, I love the tech field. I love the tech field, and it's a wonderful field to work in. But, whenever you want to create something and really create something that's never been done before, it's an uphill battle because you get a lot of backlash. You get a lot of people saying stupid things like, well, I don't see the value of that, even though there is actually a ton of value, a ton of monetary value in that. But what happens is you get a lot of disrespect. And I know that. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I do know other people in the industry that feel the same way I do. And so I want people to know that you've got to keep your head up and, just stay true to yourself, because there is value in what you're doing, and you can make a good amount of money. But people don't like to focus on the pure science. People do not like to focus on the pure science. That's what got me into it. And I think I've maybe talked about this in the past. I don't remember, but I'm going to talk about it again. I got into it for the pure love of inventing, figuring things out, seeing what works and what doesn't, and playing around with these technologies. You've got to break ground. You've got to do things that maybe haven't been done before. And I've done several tech projects, several projects, on the web that have been spit upon. And I'll give you an example. And I'll keep this a little bit brief because it's technical and I don't want to put anybody to sleep. But at the same time, I don't want to talk down anybody, so I'm just going to go for this. Now I worked on a project involving what's known as blockchain. And we've all heard of blockchain, especially as it pertains to cryptocurrency. But of course, there are a lot more use cases to blockchain. So, in blockchain, essentially, and I'll keep this, I'm not going to get too much into it. It's a ledger system. And it uses a system of, auctioning, online auctioning, essentially, where everybody basically has input into a project that is used, essentially, and that keeps it secure. That's one of the things that keeps it secure. And everybody's familiar with cryptocurrency, and a lot of times it's based on cryptocurrency. And what I used was based on Ethereum. Ethereum is it's just a way to build applications upon it. And Ethereum itself is a blockchain. So I know that's kind of complicated. But anyway, the programming language used is called Solidity. It's not too new, but it's fairly new. And I thought to myself one day, isn't it interesting? Wouldn't it be interesting if you could build web pages onto the blockchain? Now, that is a really strange thought and a kind of a controversial one. Because many would say that almost defeats the purpose, but it doesn't in a way. Anyway, Solidity being a programming language, I thought to myself, it should have some ability to do so. And I did some research. Turns out it didn't have this ability. So I developed a library. Now, programming languages use libraries. That's pretty technical as well, but I created a library which would allow programmers to allow Solidity to communicate with web pages and indeed develop web pages on the blockchain. That was a brand new thing. And I worked on this. I thought to myself, can this work? Can this work? I don't know. And I laid in bed that night, and I thought to myself, yes, I think this could work. So the next morning I began working on it, and I really put my heart and soul into it. Worked on it, worked on it. Had some issues that needed to be worked out technically. And after several, several debugging sessions on my part, I was able to get it to work, and I was really proud. And in fact, I was yelling, "It works! It works!" And my wife was scared; she didn't know what was going on. But anyway, this project, I was so proud of this project, and I presented it to the community, the Ethereum community, and specifically the Solidity community, where it was laughed at. As a matter of fact, it was met with such disrespect that somebody sent me a malicious link. And of course, I knew what it was, and I took care of that. And nevertheless, they tried to put a virus in my system. And I know who it was. I'm not going to say names, but I understand who it was. I believe I understand who it was, but that's not the point. Well, this project was laughed at. So I made some. I went back in, and I said to myself, I'm going to improve this on my own. I'm going to work on this for the most part on my own. And I did so, and I tweaked some things, made it better and better. And I decided to release this library under my own project name, known as Chain Pages. And I loaded this project onto the blockchain so it could recognize it. And I had to work with several individuals. I was able to get some free audits from certain companies, and I'm very privileged to have worked with these people from around the world, really. There's a company in India known as Code Zeros, and I was able to work with them on this. I'm very happy about it. I consulted some engineers because this is a brand new thing that had never been done before. I began to work with these engineers, ask some questions. They never asked me for money because they believed in what I was doing. Lo and behold, Chainpages is officially, here. This was, I don't know, about a year and a half ago now. And I made some money on it, which is great. But I decided to release it to the public, as is the open source nature of the internet, because especially when working with blockchain, that's how you do things. It's very open source. And so that's what I've done. So really, I could have chosen to go further and put a ton of advertising on this thing. More advertising. And I could have done it that way. I could have been greedy about it. But I didn't. Yet, I was laughed at for my efforts. Well, Chainpages is being used. Now, the thing about blockchain is, on one hand, it is the next best thing. On the other hand, it really isn't. We need to see how far it goes. There's a lot of significant issues that need to be tackled before we want this thing to go mainstream. The only reason it really doesn't go mainstream, the biggest, and there are other issues, the biggest is user friendliness. It's not very user friendly. That's number one. Number two is accessibility. The blind can certainly access and manipulate the blockchain, but it takes some doing. As a blind developer, I strive to make that more accessible. But I have to tell you, it's not something I spend most of my time on. Not because I'm not passionate about it, because I'm skeptical about the future, and I'll say that. And it's not as if blockchain's a new thing, but I am skeptical about the future. Nevertheless, here it is, and other companies have started to use it, but in their own separate way. They've built onto it, and that's what you do. You are supposed to come along and build upon somebody else's idea, and it grows and it grows and it grows. And before you know it, we have a technological ecosystem, and that's the idea behind it. It's the idea behind the internet. And so I went back to the science. And I find it rather unfortunate that nobody wants to operate this way. All these smart doodads and cloud computing, these things are really great. But not enough thought goes into the process. It simply doesn't. And I hope things change. I hope we go back to the quote unquote old days. And learn from it. We have to learn from history. If we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. Of course, in this case, repeating it might be a good thing. And so that's Chainpages. That's my project. I didn't really come on here to promote that. I just wanted to give you an example of how far we've come, and at the same time, how far we've fallen. So you can check out the Cisco Report Community Forum at the Cisco report, that .freeforms.net. Listen to this episode, share it with your friends and family, subscribe to the Cisco report, and I'll see you next time.